Jeff Grattan, Director of Operations for Granite School District, says the vegetarian lunches are an experiment of sorts.
In our high schools and our junior highs, we have a lot of vegetarian students, and they request a lot of vegetarian meals, so it was something that we wanted to try as an initiative, just to have kids see a different way of eating.
Grattan says it has nothing to do with cost. In fact, he says it was slightly more expensive to get the program going because the school had to purchase some new products. He says the district is waiting for the data to show whether the number of students served on Meatless Mondays went up or down, and if the response is negative or positive.
Parental response has been a handful for the negative. They don't want their kids not having the option of hamburger or whatever it is that they want. Some of the students, will say, we want our meat back and things like that. But it was a monthly program, and it was something we wanted to try and see what it goes and see what it looks like.
Grattan says if the program goes well, the district will consider keeping it for the rest of the year. He notes the typical meatless entrees include a choice of pasta with red sauce, a bean and cheese burrito, a garden salad, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and a cheese sandwich. Julie Metos, program director of the University of Utah Master's Nutrition Program, says about 7.3 million Americans consider themselves vegetarians, and about twice as many follow a vegetarian-inclined or low-meat diet, which she says is typically pretty healthy.
We usually eat more fruits and vegetables, which are rich in vitamins and minerals, are low in calories. That's probably the most important thing right now in the United States. They have a lot of water, so they fill you up. And they have a lot of fiber. Some of the sources of protein, like legumes, nuts, are also very healthful. It's just a really nutrient-dense way to eat.
Metos says school cafeterias work similarly to a restaurant in that what people buy is what they'll make. So they need to have a buy-in from students in order to keep the program going. The program ends on the 31st. It started the last Monday of September. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.